first for DeMarcus. Zeke Elliott from the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of the Frisco Report. We're back in business. What's up, Mike? You ready to do this?
Let's do it, man. Let's get into this.
All right, man. So lots of news to cover, obviously. You know, since we last talked, the game is in the bag. Cowboys are now 2-0. So we'll just hit some of the highlights for week two against the lowly Redskins. We went on the road and slapped these guys in the face. What was your initial take from the game?
You know, offense, again, with the slow start, had a couple of penalties, pushed them back a little bit. They overcame them. Dak threw his first interception of the year, but Dak, you know, came back and threw three touchdowns. So he has 7 on the year to 1 interception. I believe at this time last year, Joe, Dak Prescott only had 1 touchdown in the first 2 games. So a lot of improvement, a lot of huge improvement from Dak Prescott. Just, you know, this defense, if you watch the tape, they didn't play too bad. But, you know, when your offense scores that many points, they don't want to let the deep ball destroy them. So they're going to let these guys, you know, pick up the 8 yards at the end of the game and stuff and get that last touchdown. But if your offense keeps scoring these points, they can have that last touchdown because they're not going to score again. So that's why the defense kind of looks sluggish there towards the end. But I think in the middle, the defense kind of picked it up.
Yes, yes, indeed. The defense, you know, for, you know, all the pre-hype, you know, the nicknames, Purr Squad, Hot Boys. You know, when you give yourself the nickname, you know, you want to play that way. You know, you want to force turnovers. You know, the Legion of Boom, you know, the Steel Curtain, all these guys that had nicknames that backed it up. For me right now, Cowboys defense, they're in the middle of the pack. They're number 18 overall, and they're playing like that. I mean, run defense is number 11. Pass defense is number 21, which is kind of a reflection of that pass rush. Right, Mike? Because 2 sacks and really only 1 full sack from Tyrone Crawford. The other is a combination of Van Der Esch and 0.5, I think, is not even sure who the other 0.5 is. So, I mean, it's crazy. Right now, you have 9 NFL players that have more sacks than the Cowboys do combined. They got to fix that. They got to get that going, don't you think, Mike?
No, yeah, you're spot on. And the other half sack went to Marcus Lawrence. So
there it is.
DeMarcus has a half sack there. But no, you're spot on, dude. The interior, you know, Antoine Woods with the injury, he could miss some time. But there's no excuses. This Cowboys defense, they got to step it up. I mean, they're their weakest link right now. And I'm actually surprised that they're ranked 11th in run. I thought that it would be flipped, you know, 21st in run and 11th in pass. But,
yeah,
you know, the stats don't lie, and I'm kind of shocked by those stats. But, you know, this interior line, they got to get sacks. They got to get turnovers. If you want to be elite, that's how you be elite.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. You got to be elite. You got to get those turnovers. Heath dropped it. Xavier Woods, he dropped it. I was like, man, you got to get those. You got to. And you know, we won the game and you know, it seemed like we were coasting, but you still want your, and I've been saying this lately in my videos, that you want to put fear into those offenses. And right now, I don't think offenses really fear us because they know that they can get away with some stuff. You know what I mean? Like they can get away with, you know, doing a hurry up offense, pushing the ball down the field after our offense, because I don't know what it is, but even last year, you know, the offense comes out, scores, they're ahead, and the defense gives up. You know, they take it easy. They let the score look closer than what it really is, and that's just one thing that kind of just really irks me. I'll take a win. I love the way we won. The offense is clicking, man. But let's talk about these, let's dovetail into the injuries, you know, like the game, you know, we've talked about it on both of our channels. Make sure you hit up Mike's Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube. Hit him up there. Give him some follow. Show him some love there. And on my channel, obviously, Cowboys Blog. Hit our YouTube channels up. But we've covered it immensely. Mike, you've gone live here a couple times here. What is your take been on these injuries?
You know, I'm all about timing. And so if you look at these injuries, they're 2 to 4 weeks, 2 to 6 weeks. And if you look at the schedule, week eight is our bye. So we're already about to be week three. So a lot of these guys would be coming after the bye. You know, we got the Eagles, we got the Packers, the Saints just lost Drew Brees. So I think if, you know, Deontay Thompson and, Heal, if these guys can, maybe they'll call up Daniel Wise from the practice squad. I don't know, but maybe they can hold on until all these guys start getting healthy and back after that bye week when we really start closing out the season strong. But right now, the injuries, I'm not freaking out about them. You know, Michael Gallup, Xavier Woods, Antoine Woods, they'll probably be back maybe before the bye week or after the bye week. So as long as the Cowboys can hold it down until then, I think we'll be fine.
That's right there. That's if they can hold it down, I think they'll be good. Just like you said there, you know. I want to see what this next man thing looks like under Garrett on the hot seat, because he is by default he's on the hot seat. So how does he get this next man up going? You know, Devin Smith, obviously he leads the team in yardage. You know, they get him on the deep pass, but that's having Gallup in there, you know, taking away some of that coverage and, you know, double teams or whatever, or, you know, moving a safety under to cover those two guys. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a fall off. I mean, I know a lot of people are not really worried, and I'm not saying that I'm worried, but it will look different. Now, one thing that I am excited to see is, this will be a good test for Kellen Moore, right? Because you're going to get to see, is he going to be able to keep doing what he's been doing, you know, utilizing the strengths of these receivers. And I'm excited to see how he handles this.
Yeah, no, you're spot on there. And you know, I don't know. I don't want to say that the offense might fall off, because Michael Gallup was on the sideline when Devin Smith got that touchdown. The 51-yard touchdown by from Dak Prescott to Smith. So, I think as long as the Cowboys run the ball, establish that run, they feed Zeke, it's going to open up the pass. I mean, Sunday was a prime example of what this offense can do. They were playing bump and run at first, and then they got beat by Devin Smith, and then they started playing off, and then we started hitting them underneath. So, as long as the Cowboys can keep that balance of run over and under throws in the scheme, I think the offense will be just fine, dude. And because I really don't really see a threat except maybe the Packers as we continue the season.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. So they're able to utilize him and make that big catch there with Gallup off the field, like you alluded to. You know, that does give you comfort. You know, all of our listeners out there, that does have to give you some comfort that this can be done, you know. And, you know, I mean, we're looking at the Dolphins. This is a really garbage team. Do you feel like there's any possible that this could be a trap game by default?
Any game. I mean, there's a saying, any given Sunday.
It would take a colossal meltdown. I mean, those guys are like the worst in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Cowboys have a 21-point spread on them, and that never happens in the NFL. So
I did a double take on that. I was like, "Wow, man!" Yeah, man. Hey, but we were talking about this offline. Like, honestly, they better cover that, because that is a bad team. I want them to hit that, you know what I mean? Like, blow these guys out, you know? Don't go easy on them. Blow them out.
I want a Jaguars game. When I last time I played the Jags, what was it, 47? I kind of want something like that.
There you go, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to see, you know? I want to see. And, you know, I think it's a good opportunity, right? For some, like some of these players that we haven't gotten to see, like Taco, you know, wouldn't this be a good chance to get a look at him? Or even Tristan Hill. I mean, this might be, you know, prime examples of getting a look at them, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah, you're spot on. And even though, you know, this is probably one of those quote-unquote preseason games that people want to call it, I think it'll be a good confidence booster, you know, for the guys like that are stepping in, mm-hmm. for these hurt players. I think if they can go in there, play well, get a dub, they're like, man, I can actually do this, they're going to want to elevate their gameplay even more as the weeks go on, why these guys are out. So this could be a huge confident booster for these guys filling in.
That's a really good point, Mike. And you want to get that momentum, and what better way to do it than against a team like the Dolphins, man? You're right on that, and that's why I'm hoping that we get a good look at Donovan Wilson. I know supposedly Darian Thompson is slated to be the starter, but I hope we get a look at Donovan. You know, I think it's a good game to get his feet wet, you know, for a regular season game.
Well, it's Donovan's more of a strong safety, and that's where he's been practicing this entire year. So, with that free safety position open, Donovan really hasn't got a good look at that position. You know, there's just different coverage. You're not in the box as much. You're over the top giving your corners help like Byron and Cheeto. So it's a very important position. And I would rather have Heath, who's a veteran at the free safety spot, and maybe you can get a look at Wilson as a strong safety. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how the Cowboys play. I trust Heath kind of, you know, being back there because he has the experience. He has the knowledge. He's obviously the veteran of the bunch out of all those guys. So, but again, Heath don't have free safety reps either. So, I don't know. Deontay Thompson's really the only one that really has those reps.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, man. It's about who the Cowboys trust with. And that's why, you know, sometimes they come off as being kind of stubborn because they do like to go with their veterans and players that they're, quote unquote, they trust. So, yeah, you're right about Heath there and Thompson. So let me ask you this, all right? Going into this game, we've seen Ezekiel Elliott's touches go up game by game, right? Going up against this Dolphins defense, what's your estimation on what Zeke might do here? Are we going to see a buffet style here or what?
I'm going to be honest with you. If the Cowboys go up 24-0, let's just say that, right? I could see Tony Pollard getting a lot more looks and getting those game reps than Zeke would. So I'm going to say Zeke probably gets 20 touches at the most, especially if we start scoring on these guys.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's something good to keep in mind. If this becomes a runaway, yeah, you do want to save some of these players. You might even see Zach Martin come out again, which is not a bad idea. You're right, man. That would be the smart thing to do, especially with some of these little injuries that we've kind of taken here, you know, because...
And the league's taken all around the league. Roethlisberger's out.
Yeah, the landscape of the NFL has really changed. I mean,
just in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's wild. It's really, really wild. And they're the Patriots. They're still there, looking like the team for the AFC. I don't know how they keep getting away with this crap, man. I swear they sold their soul to the devil or something.
There's no competition over there, man.
They're automatically 8-0 out the gates in the division. They already clinched the wild card at the minimum, you know?
Exactly. Maybe the Bills can give them a run for the money. The Bills are 2-0.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. You never know about that, all right? So, as far as the upcoming game here, we'll take a preview of this game here, Mike. Okay, so the Dolphins... What do you want to see? Any concerns at all? What do you want to see with that?
No, there's a lot of concern. I think, I want to see this defense. I want to see under 50 yards rushing and under 200 yards passing. Like, this team is a joke. Like, they're tanking. And if we can't do it against a tanking team on defense, we got some major issues. So, I'm going to say this again. Under 50 yards rushing, under 200 yards passing. This defense is capable of doing it, and I want to see some sacks. Okay, predictions on the game? I'm gonna stick with that score of 40-7 for predictions on this game. The Cowboys got to go in there. They got to take care of business. It's at home. There's no excuses. There ain't going to be any Miami Dolphins fans there. It's going to be a sold-out crowd. The tickets are probably cheap. It's a noon game, and it's against the Dolphins. I mean, it's going to be packed with Cowboy fans. So if you want to go to the game and you live in the Dallas area, now's the perfect time to do it. The tickets are cheap, and there's going to be literally no Dolphin fans there. So so now's the time to do it. But, you know, be loud. And let's go get 40-7, man. That's my prediction. I think Zeke gets another 100 yards too. And I think Dak gets 5 touchdowns on the day.
I like that bold prediction there. 5 TDs. That should be some sort of, you know, what do you call it? Player of the week, at least. NFC, you know, offensive player of the week.
If he does that, that'd be 12 touchdowns and 1 interception, dude. That'd be clutch.
Yeah, 5 touchdowns. And that's totally doable, you know. My thoughts on the game are, I want to see, like I said earlier, how does Kellen Moore handle or game plan this game with Gallup out? You know, how does he spread it out? So far, he's looked really good at spreading it out offensively. Cobb, we'll probably see a little bit more of him. It'll be interesting to see if Cedric Wilson gets some looks. You know, if we're going by history and he's on there, he probably will catch some passes in this game, you know, so... I liked what I saw from Cedric Wilson in the preseason. So if he can get some good looks in this game and make some plays, you know, we're looking back. We're not looking at Tavon, you know, anytime soon. That might be it. That might be the nail in the coffin. If Cedric Wilson can come out here with some good passes, some good returns in the return game, I think that's a done deal. I think it's a done deal. So I'm hoping that happens in this game. I like your prediction on Zeke. I too think that Zeke's going to go over 100 yards. So I'm going to say he gets like 140 yards, 70 yards passing. So I think it's going to be one of these, you know, good distribution of the ball. You know, Jarwin, Witten, I mean, every week, you know, we've seen him distribute the ball like everywhere. You know, he's going through his reads. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. And you brought up a good point. And I think the reason why Tavon might still be on this team is if we can't get a decent punt returner in here or, you know, just a punt, because that's all really Tavon does, then the Cowboys are like, we got to keep Tavon because he can really return something. We might need him for the playoffs. But if Cedric Wilson can change the Cowboys' mindset on that in returning at least one punt on Sunday against his Dolphins, I think that will be Tavon's ticket out the door.
Exactly. Well said, well said. Defensively speaking, my predictions here, you know, obviously they traded Laremy Tunsil away. They got Davenport, right? That was part of the trade, wasn't it?
I believe so.
And he's awful. I mean, he's one of the worst. I mean, he's a bad tackle. So, defensively speaking, they got to come out of this with some sacks. Not even this needs to be a multi-sack game. You know, we're getting Quinn back. So let's talk about that. You know, you have to think that getting Quinn back is going to change some things and loosen some things up for that defense. So, I'll be interested to see that, man. I'm hoping for a multiple sack game from our ends, your tackles, maybe a blitz from Jalen or somebody. Like, I want to see something here. They should be able to feast on them, you know?
Yeah, when it comes to Quinn, and then the Cowboys have a history of doing this, right? I don't really see him getting more than 20 snaps.
Yeah, he'll probably be situational. They're always easing in these players. So yeah, 20 snaps, you know, 20 to 23 snaps probably. And hopefully when he's out there, he gets a little bit of that revenge, you know, and gets after these guys.
You know? I don't know. Yeah, you're spot on there. Because I mean, he didn't play any preseason game. He was out with a broken hand. So I think he's gonna be very limited.
Yeah, that'll be a good look there. There was a report here that I saw right before we got on that Tyrone Crawford showed up on the injury report with a hip issue. Did you see that, Mike?
Well, I know he's had hip issues during the course of this offseason and season, it's just now popping up on the injury report.
Yeah, I kind of saw that when I was scrolling through right before we hopped on. Tyrone Crawford. Yep. Actually, now they're saying that he's going to miss the game, aggravating his hip injury against Washington. So, looks like this does look like we're going to see Taco. It's going to be Taco time, baby. Taco Supreme, let's see what you got, baby. Let's see what you Maybe. Got.
I don't know. After he tweeted, what did he say yesterday? Set me free?
Yeah.
Maybe they can fix that relationship. I hope they can fix it, and maybe he does get some playing time. But if he's going to go on Twitter and rant, you know, I don't know. I don't know how that relationship is over there at the Star.
Yeah, and that's something that has always been one of Taco's hallmarks, has been that he's been very vocal on Twitter, you know, ever since he came into the league. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets activated, or does he get leapfrogged by somebody like you said, Daniel Wise. I mean, that would be probably it for Taco. I mean, if somebody leapfrogged you from the practice squad and you didn't get on and they got on all the way to the 46, that would have to be sayonara for me. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, yep. Okay, let me go for real.
Exactly. No, exactly. And, you know, Jerry Jones, he was asked after the Redskins game about Taco being on the trading block. And he said that he didn't deny it. You know, I think both want a fresh start. And I'll be really, really shocked if he plays against these Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, but it's almost like you're almost getting to the point where you're going to have to with him being out now. Because now you're getting thin there, you know. So it's going to be, if not Taco... Who gets to start there, you know, with Tyron out? You get Joe Jackson, but you're still gonna be another body short. Antoine Woods, that one is still up in the air. So yeah.
I think, and the Cowboys got to make a move, a roster move, to even make room for Quinn. So maybe one of the guys you're even talking about might not even be there after tomorrow.
That's a good point. I know Broadus brought up the point of you know, looking at the numbers as far as snap counts, and he brought up Dalton Schultz, and I was like, man, I didn't even think about that. Like, that guy, he's a ghost. I hadn't even seen him out there, man, to be honest.
When you have 82 on the field, that's what happens.
You got the go-to-goats out there, baby, and you got Blake Jarwin making plays. So those two tight ends, I think, are going to be a good duo, you know, as long as you know, Father Time doesn't catch up with Witten, man. Who knows, man? I mean, he looks good. He looks good. He's getting open. He's making touchdowns. I mean, what else do you want?
Two in a row. Last time Jason Witten got two touchdowns in a row was in 2017, and it was against the New York Giants week one and the Washington Redskins week two.
Yeah. NFC East killer, baby.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So if not Schultz... Maybe one of the, because they aren't, remember, they did go heavy at offensive line too with Redmond and Knight and Suofilo. I think they would keep Suofilo, but Redmond, Knight, maybe Dalton Schultz. Maybe even Taco. Shoot, that, to me, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting move. They got to make that move here. So,
And I, to be honest with you, if rumors are true and they've been trying to trade Taco this whole course of this offseason and he hasn't been traded yet, what's his trade value?
What is his trade value? Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I think maybe to improve the trade value would be this game. Get him out there against this sorry Miami team. Let him make some sacks and plays. And maybe, you know, people take note. Like, hey, man, this guy can make plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know... You gotta help yourself too, man. Like the player, player can't, I mean, you gotta get it, you know, from the team and
but
the marketing.
Out week four preseason though too, and
yeah,
he's still not good.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting, man. I think a lot of teams, well, not a lot, but I think teams are looking more at distractions. Like, we don't want this kind of player on our team. You know, like, look at the mess that the Raiders have with AB. And now the Patriots is blown up in their face. Like, Robert Kraft came out and said, if I knew about these issues, he wouldn't be on the team. So, I mean, what a disaster that guy has been. So, you know.
But it's with Anthony Brown, though, it's funny because, you know, the helmet fits now. The fines aren't coming in. You know, I don't know. There's a big conspiracy behind it. I think he planned this the whole time.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, Patriots, there's a reason why they're called Cheatriots. This is just something they're able to do. You know, they get away with it. Whether it's Goodell, you know, somebody's doing something there. I mean, how did Kraft not get suspended from, you know, the prostitution sting? It's just mind blowing to me, dude. Like, what the heck? If that would have been the Cowboys, we would have lost a draft pick. We would have got fined, all kinds of crap.
You know, it would have been bad.
Yeah, definitely something going on there with the Patriots. But man, dude, the Cowboys, man, the Cowboys offense. The biggest question coming into this was Kellen Moore, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, it was.
And now, I mean, the exciting part about this team is that, man, he just makes this team look like you know, some of those prolific offenses that we've seen in the past, whether it was the Rams with Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk. I don't even like saying the guy's name, but, I mean, the, what do they call it? Greatest Show on Turf, right?
Right.
That was a prolific offense. You know, the 90s, late 90s Vikings, that was a prolific offense. I mean, they're on that kind of level right now. Like, this team looks like they're going to rack up some points, man.
And it's just how, you know, they've been calling Kellen Moore a genius, and he hasn't proved them wrong yet, because it's the timing of the, he knows what these defenses are going to run next. That is crazy.
Good point. Yeah, that's a hot take right there, Mike. He does. Yes, he really does.
It's good. I mean, I haven't seen Dak at this level since he's been in the league, since 2016. I mean, I had doubts. Can Dak throw the deep ball accurately? Can Dak, you know, because there was times where Dak would just hold on to it and he didn't bullet it. He didn't gun it. He didn't pull the trigger. Because I don't know if that confidence was there or what Scott Linehan was calling. And now you see Dak and Kellen working together, and Dak's looking at this defense like, oh crap, this is a perfect play. Let me chunk this thing down. Because I think last year, Dak Prescott wouldn't have made that throw to Devin Smith.
Well, seriously. Yeah. Nah, and if he would have, it would have been overthrown or
underthrown. He didn't trust it, you know, is this the right call? Maybe that, and I'm just speculating, maybe that was the whole thing with Dak. But now you see Dak having fun. He's slinging it. This is probably the most I've ever seen him throw deep balls. Now, people can bring the stats up and throw it in my face. So, well, his passer rating is 111, 40 yards or more. But how many times did he take those chances, though?
He's just, you know? He just looks really, really confident out there. And he's looking to keep the offense moving. Like, the couple times that he ran the ball, you know, it's just like, man.
What was that, a 42-yard run?
Yeah, and he slowed down to give Norman that stiff arm. He could have got in there.
He could have.
He slowed down to give him the stiff arm.
Yeah.
I love that play, dude.
Gallup in that block. Oh, that was a beautiful play, man. Dak took off, and I was like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That was awesome, man. I'm glad he gave him that stiff. I was like, there you go, punk, man. I cannot stand that guy. He's looking more washed up as the weeks go by. So he's about done there in Washington, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he don't get traded after the end of the year or something.
They've done a good job with their front. I won't take that away from them. But that's secondary. Yeah, Payne's good, and Allen and those guys, Kerrigan, but that secondary is hurting for them. So,
yeah.
Good game. Good game, man. Good game. So, defensively speaking, let's close this out with with the defense, because this is kind of what we've kind of been talking about here and there. But your defensive playmakers for this game, who are you predicting it's going to be, Mike?
I'm going to say Jalen Smith gets a pick. And I think Byron Jones is going to get an interception.
Byron Jones with the interception and Jalen Smith with the interception. That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's pretty good. Hey, I got to give you props, because last week I thought you were going to nail that halftime score, because it was like, what was it, 7-7 at one point?
7-7,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man, can this go 10-10? I was like, man, Mike, you almost hit that, dude. Okay, so yeah, I like those. I think my defensive playmakers could be, I'm going to go with DeMarcus Lawrence with the trifecta, a sack, strip, recovery. So he's going to sack him, fumble it, and recover it for D-Law.
I like that.
So he's going to get a trifecta. That's going to be Law there. And then I think Jordan Lewis comes up with the interception in this game.
Ooh. Jordan Lewis, he's overdue. He's overdue. He hasn't got one since the Saints game.
Yeah, I think he'll get one. Fitzpatrick or Rosen, whoever they end up starting. Have they named their starter yet for this game?
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, because I know they had Rosen there at the end of that other game. So I don't know if they're just going to roll with him and maybe try to showcase him and maybe flip him. I don't know what they're doing over there. But either way, I think whoever it's going to be, I think you're right. I think we should get some interceptions out of this that comes to them, and they're able to to make that turnover. So
No, you're spot on with that, dude. I'm excited. I can't wait, dude. 3 weeks into the year already, dude. There's only 16 games, and we already got three in.
Yeah, 3-0 would be a great start. You know, especially taking that momentum to the Superdome. You know whether it's a breeze or not. You know, that's a tough place to play. So that'll be a good momentum for the Cowboys going into that one. So let's blow these guys out, and let's get this win, everybody. Let us know what you guys think of your predictions in the comments. Make sure you follow us on iTunes, Spotify. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, on the Google Podcast. We really would appreciate that. Give us your positive 5-star ratings on that. Hit us up on Spotify, obviously, and the Podbean app. Okay, so give us your predictions on the game, your defensive playmakers. We gave you ours. Let's hear what yours are. So sound off in the comments, everybody. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys for listening.
All right, guys. So that's going to be it for Dallas Cowboys Football News and myself, Cowboys Blog. We'll catch you guys for the next episode of the Frisco Report. Peace.
Peace.